The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of Pastor Andy's Traditional Christian Message, originally broadcast on Sunday, April the 14th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a message entitled Mass Murder and Mayhem in Madagascar that was written by Dr. Peter Hammond of Frontline Fellowship, the link to the website of which will be available in the post for this show. The female Caligula who tried to destroy the church. On the 26th of February 1835, the cruel Queen Ranavalona I, 1782 to 1861, forbade the preaching of the gospel in Madagascar. Ultimately, many Christians were imprisoned or martyred under her repressive regime. Yet revival broke out and the church grew dramatically. Persecution in paradise. In the Indian Ocean, Madagascar is a large island off the southeast coast of Africa. The island is known for its rich biodiversity, described as a paradise on earth. Born in 1788, Queen Ranavalona I of Madagascar's vicious reign of 33 years was brutal, cruel and ruthless. Ranavalona established a reign of terror which resulted in the death of more than one-third of her subjects. Ranavalona is known as the Mad Queen of Madagascar, Ranavalona the Cruel, and the most ruthless queen in history. After years of internal warfare, many of the battling tribes were united under wise King Adrian Aponimerina, 1787 to 1810, bringing peace and prosperity in the region. This king respected the people by giving everyone a portion of land to farm. King Adrian Aponimerina was in favour of Western teachings in his kingdom. However, this idea faced opposition from the traditionalists and priests of his court. Later, the king's uncle tried assassinating him. Yet his life was saved by the intervention of one of the local tribesmen who pre-warned the king about the conspiracy. Humbled by his gracious act, the king decided to adopt the tribesman's daughter, Ranavalona, into his court as a possible wife to his son, Prince Radama. Eventually, Ranavalona became the first wife of Radama out of his 12 wives. This gave her a position of prestige in the kingdom. However, the relationship between Ranavalona and the prince was not stable. Their thoughts and decisions clashed. Thus, Prince Radama started giving less attention to his first wife, finding her overly tumultuous and noisy. She also argued with the prince, who abided by his father's policies. Over time, their relationship weakened, resulting in a childless marriage. King Adrian Aponimerina passed away in 1810, and Prince Radama became the king with Ranavalona as his queen. After his father's death, Radama brought changes in the country and he allowed British missionaries to settle in Madagascar. They transformed the island by building schools and helped to develop a written language. Most significantly, they introduced the Bible and proclaimed the gospel. Intrigues and intransigence. These modernised ideas displeased Rana Valona. She stood in horror at how the newly introduced religion threatened the ancient worship of the Malagasy gods. In 1828, King Radama died at the age of 35. The plan was to place on the throne the late king's nephew, Prince Rakatobi. When this plan came to the knowledge of Rana Valona, she mobilised her supporters to place her on the throne. To emerge victoriously, she spread a rumour about the tribal god's message which destined her to be the immediate ruler. Adrian Ihaja, a young army officer, supported her in the mission and later became the first minister in Ranavalona's court. He might have possibly been her lover and father of her son Rakoto, who was born 11 months after King Radama's demise. Later, Adrian Ihaja was executed, accused of secretly cheating Ranavalona. Declaring herself as the Queen of Madagascar in 1829, in her coronation speech she cautioned, "I will worship no gods but those of my ancestors. The ocean shall be the boundary of my realm." Reign of Terror. Rana Valona immediately killed all her rivals, including Rakatobi. She also locked Rakatobi's mother away and starved her to death. This reign of terror established her political dominance. Rana Valona then attempted to eradicate the reforms carried out by her husband. She expelled all missionaries, merchants, teachers and diplomats. She cancelled all trade agreements with Britain and France. Rana Valona slit the heads of Europeans, stuck them on pikes and lined them on the beaches. She banned Christianity, the Bible and teaching of Christianity in Madagascar. In 1835, Rana Valona declared, "Whoever breaks the laws of my kingdom will be put to death, whoever he may be." Rana Valona adopted harsh methods to eliminate Christianity. Christians were beaten, tortured, starved, pushed from cliffs, poisoned and beheaded, with their relatives forced to watch the brutal executions. Trial by ordeal. She replaced the trial by jury with trial by ordeal, which included making the accused drink the Tangena plant's poisonous juice. This trial by Tangena involved eating three chicken skin, followed by a toxic Tangena nut or kernel. Then Rana Valona induced vomiting in the person. If all the three skins came up, the person was considered innocent. If the opposite happened, then the person was guilty. This method was used by Rana Valona to test the loyalty of her subjects. Road construction in the jungle and the buffalo hunt. In 1845, Rana Valona ordered thousands of her subjects to go on a buffalo hunt. Some 50,000 large, the group took a small number of supplies and had to build a road on their way to ease the travel for the queen. The road construction across the jungles caused the death of the subjects. However, the group progressed regardless of human misery. Astonishingly, the buffalo hunt lasted for 4 months, during which around 10,000 people died from exhaustion, starvation and malarial disease, without a single buffalo being killed. Boiled and buried alive, Rana Valona included many evil techniques to punish people and practiced it with gusto. During Rana Valona's reign, her descendants and criminals would be dumped slowly in boiling water and oil or tied down with ropes and burned alive. She would place others into coffins and some were buried into holes with dirt showered upon them. Taxation and slavery. Rana Valona followed the tradition of Fanon Poana, forced labour in place of tax payments in money or goods. She sold her subjects into slavery to boost the country's economy, which involved brutal labour conditions, staying far away from homes, and many deaths by starvation. These people were either considered traitors, victims of war, non-taxpayers, or Christians. Mass executions. Approximately 20,000 to 30,000 people were executed every year for various offences. Rana Valona's reign brought down the nation's population from 5 million to around 2.5 million by the end of her despotic rule. Over time, as her reign progressed, the queen became increasingly paranoid and used inhumane trial methods for even minor offences. Those who hate God love death. On August 16, 1861, Rana Valona died at the age of 79 at the Manjak Amadiana Palace. In an ironic twist for the anti-Christian queen, a spark ignited an explosion during her funeral that killed thousands of people and destroyed nearby royal buildings. Even after her death, Ranavalona is associated with the loss of life. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those whose war against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will not help you. Isaiah 41, 11 through 13. Repentance, Reformation, and Revival transform Madagascar. Soon after, the occultic, tyrannic, and extreme policies of Ranavalona were reversed under her son's reign. Her son, Prince Rakoto, succeeded the queen as King Radama II, who was converted to Christ. The church in Madagascar experienced revival and rapid expansion. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Psalms 85, 6 through 8. You have been listening to the traditional Christian message entitled Mass Murder and Mayhem in Madagascar. I want to thank all of you for listening. I will be back with you all later today. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day and bye for now.